for this Tuesday morning top 10. Here for your safety and maybe slight amusement, it is our Tuesday morning top 10. Here are the top 10 things that you should do if confronted by a shark.
Okay.
Top 10 things. Other than what experts tell you to do, which of course is stop, drop, and roll.
That's number one on every guideline.
Try to burn everything down and punch it in the nose. All of those things are very important. But this is the top 10 other things you should do. Especially on the Texas coast, you are confronted by a shark. Because safety first on this show. Content second. Top 10 things you should do if confronted, such as...
Number 10.
Quickly. Bust out your phone, dial up YouTube, replay the presidential debate, and watch them swim away in complete boredom. I think that works.
Number nine.
Quickly replace yourself with, Ryan Seacrest.
Number eight. He's everywhere.
Bite out of that.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Thing you should do if confronted by a shark. Well, of course, quickly call the lifeguard. His manager.
Number 7.
You're welcome.
Number 7 thing. Quickly be prepared with your idea about a can't-miss money-making business venture opportunity that you have. That is the perfect time to spring one on them right there.
They'll be gone.
Number 6.
Number 6. Show the common ground between you and the shark.
Hey, you want to be friends?
By playing the #1 aquatic game of summertime.
Will it float?
That's right. That's right. So different after all, are we? Celebrate your differences. And Will It Float every Thursday morning straight up at 8 o'clock here at Hank FM.
Number 5
thing you should do if confronted by a shark. Well, if you're on land, walk away.
Number 4,
extend the olive branch by explaining that you also, like them, not a big fan of people.
Number 3,
lie and just explain you're not gluten-free.
Number two.
They're not going to want you.
Number 2, just dump all your Ozempic in the ocean right there and hope he stops getting hungry. And then finally,
Number one
thing you should do if confronted by a shark. Honestly, I have no idea. Spit on that thing.
There you go,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to the writing staff at the home office.